Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Oh, what should I say in this introduction? Perhaps Dan Shalotti, assistant professor of English at Elms College, can help. He's studying the inner workings of writer's block.
All writing begins on a micro level, word leading to word, sentence to sentence. When writers focus on the ideal finished project rather than the sentence or line at hand, they are screening themselves from the fact that what they have in hand is not a map, but a machete. Instead of focusing on the language of the piece of writing, the plan for the piece of writing gets in the way. Writer's block is the state of coping with uncertainty by overplanning. Rebecca Solnit, writing about Virginia Woolf, argues that it's the job of writers and explorers to see more, to travel light when it comes to preconception, to go into the dark with their eyes open. As one does not travel by planning the trip, a writer does not write by mapping the territory of the piece, but by writing the piece. But the writer experiencing writer's block cries, "How do I know what to write about if I do not know what to write about?" George Saunders says that when he has a subject, it tends to be a little dull. He goes on to say that he goes into a story not really sure about what he wants to say, and finds some little seed crystal of interest, and as much as possible divests himself of any deep ideas about it. All writing is made of writing first, not ideas. The writing itself is generative. Walt Whitman writes, "I will not have in my writing any elegance or effect or originality to hang in between me and the rest like curtains. What I tell for precisely what it is." Writer's block is the antithesis of this spirit. When one tries to close one's own eyes in order to fight the dark, it produces anxiety. It is this fear mediated by logic that blocks writers from doing what writers do. Write.
That was Dan Shalotti of Elms College.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.